Letters to Daniel, Volume 4. Letter 212. Winning on a Prayer. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2013, in the ninth month, on the 30th day of the ninth month. Late Sunday morning, I was having difficulty getting to sleep. Earlier at 10 a.m., I felt good enough to watch the opening kickoff of the Texans versus the Seahawks football game. I wasn't worried about not watching the entire game on TV because I had one of my Macs set up to automatically record the radio broadcast off of the internet. I was looking forward to spending some quality audio football time on my iPod while at work Monday night. But I had purposed to at least watch the opening kickoff on TV and then start the oft-times lengthy process I sometimes take to wind down and hit the sack. So after the kickoff, I spent some time doing laundry, eating some soup, and laying down. But I also had to pay multiple visits to the bathroom. This was because earlier in the day, Satan had sucker punched me in my abdomen, and whenever he is able to do that, I immediately start to get sick in my gut. And I know that within a short period of time, all the contents of my intestines will start to be evacuated over a 1 or 2 hour period. But Jesus had already sent healing instructions to Angel Gabe, and since this has been an ongoing occurrence over many, many years, David and I had already gotten a routine down on what to do. On this Sunday occasion, CB8 was visiting us for the weekend. He is a diehard football fan and had brought up his own beer supply for the game. We had ordered pizza the night before, so he was set. M had to leave at 10 to go to a birthday party with some of her lady friends, which made CB8 very happy to have the TV and the family room all to himself after I went to bed. I finally fell asleep for about an hour. Before this, I had wandered through the family room out to the garage to put some clothes into the dryer. The Hawks were down by 14 points. I was still sick and getting sleepy from my high-powered sleeping meds, so I just looked at the score, nodded to CB8, and went to bed. Sometime later, I woke up again, which to me was in the middle of the night. I wandered into the kitchen to get a drink, and then poked my head into the family room to say hi to CB8 and to check the score. There was about 5 minutes left in the game, and the score was 20-20, and I said to CB8, "I bet this is going to overtime." Then I started to ask CB8 if he knew of any team that had gone undefeated all season and then win the Super Bowl. "No," he answered, "but there was a team that was undefeated all the way to the Super Bowl and lost. It was the Miami Dolphins." We talked a little more, but I really had to get back to bed. Then I stopped for a minute while some thoughts occurred in my head. Thoughts like, I'm tired of all the anti-Seahawk bias that has gone on for years. And even a more subtle thought that went, all the way and win the Super Bowl? Why not? So I said to CB8, "Let's pray." And I led in prayer by asking, "Dear Lord, please let the Seahawks win. In Jesus' name, amen." And CBA agreed with a hearty amen also. Then I went back to bed and was asleep in less than 2 minutes. I don't know how long I slept. When I woke up, I went back into the family room to find M, who had returned from brunch, and CB8 in conversation. The TV was turned off, and I hadn't a clue what time it was, being still blurry and groggy from sleep. I looked at CB8, who was facing me, and said, "Well?" 23-20, he replied. "Who?" I almost shouted at him. "Seahawks, 23-20. E and M said almost in unison. I turned and stumbled out of the family room to the bathroom, where I spent some time processing what had just taken place. There is more to tell that occurred on this Sunday, but that will require another letter. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.